We don't believe that teachers should ever be assessing their own students. We teach them, so we do, for 2-3 years for the junior cert, and we believe the system that they have working already is far better. It's fairer, and it's fairer and equal to every single student. They've tried this, so they have in the north, so they have with the GCSE, the continual assessment. After years of trying it, they've given up on it. Could we not at least learn from our nearest neighbour?
Now, any other teacher I spoke to today, they're saying they're doing this for the good of their students, but is this not causing disruption?
It's a minimal disruption, so it is, for today. So it is, whatever is lost out in teaching and learning for the student will be made up again, so it will, over the coming weeks, so it is. One way or the other, the course is going to be covered. So the idea of saying that all the students are being hampered and all that sort of stuff by losing out on a day's teaching is not really true, because the coursework will be done by every single committed teacher.
Would it not have been better protesting at lunchtime?
We could have, but it wouldn't have near the effect. We've tried before, so have this is ongoing for over a year. The new Minister for Education, Jan O'Sullivan, knew this was coming up. So this issue could have been left with and dealt with in a much better way.